98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Iranian missiles blew the windows out of Israel's main hospital in the south and destroyed apartment buildings in Tel Aviv this morning. But late word from Iran, a meeting is now set for tomorrow in Geneva with Iran's foreign minister and European counterparts. As war with Israel enters its second week, it's fears of a wider war that concern Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth on the Armed Services Committee. She was an Iraq War Army pilot.
I just don't want us to get to a place where following whatever happens here, we're in a situation where our adversaries like the PRC or North Korea or Russia decide that they need to actually put a lot more effort into helping Iran.
Texas, a SpaceX rocket was being tested late last night when the Starship exploded, sending a fireball into the sky. SpaceX describes it as a major anomaly. This is ABC News. Teens, their parents, and their doctors will have to yield their collective judgment to the states that wish to ban gender-affirming care. Upshot of a major U.S. Supreme Court ruling, ABC News senior Washington reporter Devin Dwyer covers the court.
For many of those in the trans community and those families, it was devastating. The Supreme Court's 6-3 decision, all of the conservative justices on one side, upholding that Tennessee ban on gender-affirming treatments, specifically puberty blockers and hormone therapy to treat what's called gender dysphoria, the distress that transgender teens feel when they're trying to grapple with their identity.
The Food and Drug Administration is approving the world's only twice-a-year shot that prevents HIV. Listeria is making people sick who eat ready-to-eat chicken Alfredo meals sold at Walmart and Kroger under the brand names Marketside and Home Chef. 17 people have gotten sick. 3 have died. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Beginning Thursday, June 19th, weather permitting, the Price County Highway Department will be adding gravel to the shoulders of County Highway A. The work zone will be between State Highway 13 and U.S. Highway 8 in the town of Prentice. County Highway A will be limited to one lane of traffic in the work zone from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., and due to delays this may cause in your travels and the substantial work crew within the work zone, the Price County Highway Department is recommending an alternative route of State Highway 13 to U.S. Highway 8. Please allow extra time for your commute, and as always, bring yourself an extra cup of coffee, because we all know how absolutely thrilling the work zone is. The Price County Highway Department thanks you very much for your understanding and cooperation. Saturday, June 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., there's a pie and ice cream social fundraiser at the Old Town Hall Museum in Fifield. This is hosted by the Price County Historical Society and is your opportunity to tour both the Old Town Hall and Greenfield School Museums and enjoy the displays. All proceeds will go towards buildings and grounds maintenance. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 28th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. over at West 7213 Pine Street, which is Highway 13, in Fifield. Beware of getting sick this weekend with the high temperatures arriving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
The heat and humidity are building. It's time to be aware of signs of heat-related illnesses, like heat stroke, and it can happen fast, which is why hydration is important. Here's what's happening. We're sweating more because the air is muggy and full of water, so it's harder to evaporate the sweat off of us, which that cools us down. So since our internal body temperatures can rise to unhealthy levels, it's why you should avoid strenuous activities in the high heat. Or be sure to keep an eye on your water intake. Avoid sugary drinks and alcohol, as those work to dehydrate you even more. If you start to feel dizzy, confused, or suddenly stop sweating, it's time to get inside and find some AC. Or find a fan, get in a shaded area, cool down. Because if you continue, heat stroke is possible. You could see stars, blackout, or throw up. Nearly 700 Wisconsinites have visited emergency rooms for heat-related illnesses last year, and 39 kids across the country died. Never leave them or pets inside of a car, because in just 20 minutes on an 80-degree day, the CDC says the inside of your car can hit 109 degrees Fahrenheit. Stay cool. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
At Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, they stand out reliable service and hometown values. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. And now through June 30th, take $500 off any new or used vehicle with exclusive Marthaler discounts, $500 military salute, $500 educator discount, $500 training assistance, and $500 first responder discount. Combine up to two offers plus factory incentives for huge savings. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or shop now at Minocqua. AquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, where hometown meets value.
A new bipartisan agreement down at the state capitol could mean some improved health care options for folks in rural communities. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Thursday. It is called the Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Modernization Act. And Wisconsin Senator Patrick Teston from Stevens Point, who chairs the Senate Agriculture and Revenue Committee, is happy that it's finding support. Teston says that this bill has been around for at least 13 years, trying to authorize qualified registered nurses to practice independently of a physician and without need for collaboration, as long as cases don't fall outside their areas of expertise. Teston says that gives rural health care providers a whole lot more options.
You know, we have an agreement, and while not everyone was 100% happy with the final product, I am quite confident it's going to get signed into law and it's going to move these advanced practice registered nurses in the right direction, which is primarily to empower them to do the jobs that they were trained to do, which is to take care of patients. And so I'm hopeful that we will become the 29th state that has enacted a form of this legislation. And it's a step in the right direction to help patients and empower providers.
That's Wisconsin Senator Pat Teston. He says when it comes to frontline medical professionals, especially in rural communities, they are well aware of the dire workforce challenges being faced. He said this APRN Modernization Act would hopefully help relieve some of that stress.
Wisconsin's dairy farmers are more than just producers of milk and cheese. They're dedicated caretakers of the land, animals, and communities that they call home. Tina Peterson, Director of Wisconsin Communications for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, explains the essential role that these farmers play and how we can all take part in supporting them.
So we know our Wisconsin dairy farmers have a really long history of caring for their land and water, mostly because these are multi-generational farms, but they also take really great care in making sure they're taking care of their cows and their families and farms and communities. So there's a lot on a farmer's plate, but they are such a vital, important role in their communities. And we encourage consumers to really engage with our dairy farmers, ask them the questions they have, and then they can support dairy farmers by buying products made from our Wisconsin milk. And that's very easy to do in the store. You can go to any retailer and look for products that have the Proudly Wisconsin cheese or Proudly Wisconsin dairy badge.
To learn more about how you can support Wisconsin's dairy industry, visit wisconsindairy.org.
And starting next week, organic grain producers around the state will have several field day opportunities coming their way. Aaron Silva, who's professor and extension specialist of the O Grain program, says despite inflationary pressures, organic product sales exceeded $71 billion last year and are expected to grow this year by at least a 4% rate. More stories like that available now at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
The Brewers and Cubs today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Cubs today at Wrigley Field. Last night's game rained out in Chicago. It's been rescheduled as a doubleheader for August 18th. NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers being sold to the corporation that owns the Dodgers for a price tag of nearly $10 billion. Jeannie Buss, whose family's owned the Lakers since 1979, will remain in charge of the team. NFL, Ed Policy takes over next month as the Packers' new president. I asked him how he'll be different than Mark Murphy.
I think you'll have a lot more similarities than differences between me and Mark. One thing that I will use every day that he really helped me develop is Mark was just probably the most inclusive leader. He hired great people, and then he used them. He would seek out their advice and their opinions whenever he was coming up with a decision. So I think that level of collaboration is something that I'm really grateful that he's passed on to me, and I intend to use it every day.
That's the Packers' Ed Policy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds and warm today with some showers and thunderstorms developing by later in the day. High temps in the lower 80s. The chance for showers and thunderstorms continues into the nighttime. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 50 degrees. 98Q Country.
clock news says somebody been shot. Somebody's been abused. Somebody blew up a building. Somebody stole a car. Somebody got away. Somebody didn't get too far. Yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. You know, justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello, I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, confident and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. Texas tornado blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. Lying with me in Atlanta, it's such a beautiful lie. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little chair.
it wouldn't happen again. But I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away.
Gonna party!
Real country now.
Hey y'all, my name is Cody Johnson.
My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can. Ooh.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Yes, I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful.
This station's awesome.
98 Q Country.
Touching your skin and your hair falling slow. When a goodbye kiss feels like this.
Don't you wanna stay here a little while? Don't you wanna stay here a little while?
Jason Aldean, Kelly Clarkson, you're listening to 98Q. It is 6:23 a.m. In other words, I'm a couple minutes late getting to you for a proper good morning. Good morning, Gray here with you for the morning show today, covering for Joel again. Looking at news, looking at gorgeous weather, I will let the news tell itself to you. Coming up here next, we've got ABC News and some local info coming up and a check of the weather, of course, as well. But looking locally to what's going to hit all of us today, regardless of whether we're looking at weather or whether we're looking at news or not, we'll look at the weather because it's going to be up there today. Mostly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms, 80-ish degrees. Looking at 91 degrees and severe thunderstorms this weekend, though. Looking at Saturday specifically at the moment, highs of 91 Saturday and Sunday with an extreme heat watch Saturday evening into Sunday. At least as is currently planned. And looking ahead to Monday at about 82 degrees still. So that thing that's been kind of holding off is going to stop holding off like today, basically. Though it is going to maybe be 1 degree cooler tomorrow. Lows in the mid-50s turning into lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. Yes, I know I am giving you a preview of weather that's about to happen anyway from someone much more qualified, but I don't know, maybe I just want to give you an up north. Oh, man. Before we play that. See that stupid Uper accent that I do? I call it that not because it's anybody in the UP is that, but because I am bad at it. I should stop calling it that. That's a really bad name for that accent. I call it partially that because, I partially call it that because it always slips into some weird New England accent. Before I get distracted six more times, I came into the studio today and I found a red bag sitting on the counter. And within this red bag, I found exactly what Joel has been doing. Today is his fourth day off on vacation. Like me, you may have been wondering, what's he doing? I've been assuming gardening. A couple people have asked, and I said he's probably staying home, honestly, in some way. I bet he's painting something and watching birds on his video bird feeder, which he can do from anywhere that he has Wi-Fi. But anyway, I say this all with the utmost fondness. But I came in today to a red tote bag, like one of those reusable grocery bags, nice, sturdy, reusable bag, full of something. It looked like newspapers and magazines. And on top is a sign that says, "Gift for Gray," signed Joel. And, well, hold on. I'm bringing it. I'm bringing it in. Here, all right. All right, I got the bag. You ready for this? I'm going to drop it. I mean, this is, I don't want to drop it too hard, but hard enough that, did you hear that? You may have felt that if you were within a quarter mile. So what have I got? The very top thing, if I grab this, Green Bay Packers, New England Patriots, Super Bowl bound, Sunday, January 26, 1997, 5:18 p.m. kickoff on Fox. A collector's edition of the Daily News, including some art that people have made in the snow supporting the Packers. Okay, all right, that's kind of neat. Every once in a while, like, he'll give me the Packer cards that he accumulates when he buys stuff from Heckman Auctions and stuff. If he buys lots of cards and there's Packer cards, I end up with a few of them, which I cannot tell you how much I love. All right, so the Daily News from Rhinelander, January 27th, 1997 edition. Pack is back. Dreams come true for fans. Green Bay Packer 35, New England Patriots 21. They saved a lot on that S. So Joel has basically given me a pile. I mean, this thing is a foot tall, and there's a couple newspapers there, but we got magazines too. What have I got here? Brett Favre and the Packers dethrone the Niners. Bring on the Cowboys. Sports Illustrated, January 15th of 1996. Joel, I don't think you want to give these to me. I think there might actually be something, like you may have accidentally just given me my retirement. Have you checked the value of these? I'm guessing if you had access to them, then some experienced eyes probably perused them too. But Joel, thank you. Holy cow. I've got Sports Illustrated. It looks like a lot of those mostly. And a few local newspapers. Oh, here's something that's not an SI. What is this one? All Packers from the Super Bowl year 1996, 1997-ish. Two-time MVP winner Brett Favre. This is Gold Collectors Series Football Magazine. A tribute to the best player in the NFL. Printed in Medford and Merrill. Okay, so I'm going to be digging into a lot of Packers ephemera today. Word of the day, if you're not familiar with the word ephemera, it's probably less relevant than it's ever been, which is kind of ironic given what the word means, but I leave that for you to find. I'm going to find my way through a whole bunch of Packers stuff. Super Bowl 30. Oh, wait, what is this? Triple XL? I was going to say Triple XL doesn't make sense. That wouldn't be a room and numeral that makes sense. No, it's Super Bowl 31, New Orleans, the official game program, which is thicker than some atlases and and has a tobacco ad on the back. Okay, this is going to be a great time. I'm going to be tearing through all kinds of stuff like this. I'll give you some peeks into this. Probably, honestly, all day long, because this is the coolest thing I've seen in a long time. I'm going to give you an update on the news, the weather, and yes, some sports up next from Civic Media's own Mike Clements. Next on 98Q Country, a little bit of country music. It's going to be a very normal-ish kind of morning here, in that it's me here doing my morning show thing in lieu of Joel, who's having a fantastic tail end of his vacation, I hope. Joel, seriously, man, this is cool. There's going to be a mess in the studio. It's going to be all Packers. Honestly, if you're curious about all the Packers magazines and stuff I'm looking at today, feel free to stop in if you got a free moment and check them out. But they're mine! Weather's coming up after this on 98Q.
Can you hear me now? Rascal Flatts, Toby Keith, Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Iranian missiles blew the windows out of Israel's main hospital in the south and destroyed apartment buildings in Tel Aviv this morning. But late word from Iran, a meeting is now set for tomorrow in Geneva with Iran's foreign minister and European counterparts. As war with Israel enters its second week, it's fears of a wider war that concern Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth on the Armed Services Committee. She was an Iraq War Army pilot.
I just don't want us to get to a place where following whatever happens here, we're in a situation where our adversaries like the PRC or North Korea or Russia decide that they need to actually put a lot more effort into helping Iran.
Texas, a SpaceX rocket was being tested late last night when the Starship exploded, sending a fireball into the sky. SpaceX describes it as a major anomaly. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Temperatures are climbing across Wisconsin, with some parts of the state expecting dangerous heat this weekend. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has some tips on what to do when the weather gets too hot. Remember to stay in cool places when at all possible, hydrate regularly with water, check on your family and friends to ensure that they're staying safe as well, remember your pets as they can be much more vulnerable than you are in the heat, delay outdoor activities until nightfall if possible, though we are aware that Wisconsin's unofficial state bird of the mosquito can sometimes make that a bit difficult, and always have an emergency kit prepared, just in case tragedy strikes. Remember, even though the temperatures are climbing, your stress doesn't have to if you just pay attention. Looking for something to do this weekend? Be sure to check out the Park Falls Community Garage and Sidewalk Sales. These will be taking place all over Park Falls with over 20 sales listed, including large multi-household sales, where you are sure to find some treasures. A complete list of participating businesses and garage sales is available at business.parkfalls.com and on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. Once again, this is beginning Friday at 9 a.m. and continuing through the weekend for the Park Falls Community Garage and Sidewalk Sales. Hurricane season started, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains that there's a good chance for above-normal activity with a handful of major storms.
The hurricane season starts on June 1st and runs through November 30th. That's a six-month-long season, and the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration predicts a 60% chance of an above-normal season to strike. NOAA thinks there will be about 13 to 19 named storms with winds of 39 miles per hour or more. And of those, 6 to 10 of them are expected to become hurricanes with winds of 74 miles per hour or stronger. And as for the major destructive hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 strength, NOAA predicts we'll see about 3 to 5 of them this season. So here's what's happening. We're still in an end zone neutral phase, which means we're not in an El Nino pattern or a La Nina. This means that the trade winds are weaker, and with still well above normal ocean water temperatures, pairing the higher heat with the weak wind shear, it'll make it much easier for tropical storms to form. And there's also forecasted to be higher activity with the West African monsoon. That's where hurricanes start. NOAA says they're about 70% confident in their forecast for this hurricane season. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers and Cubs today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Cubs today at Wrigley Field. Last night's game rained out in Chicago. It's been rescheduled as a doubleheader for August 18th. NBA, the Los Angeles Lakers being sold to the corporation that owns the Dodgers for a price tag of nearly $10 billion. Jeannie Buss, whose family's owned the Lakers since 1979, will remain in charge of the team. NFL, Ed Policy takes over next month as the Packers' new president. I asked him how he'll be different than Mark Murphy.
I think you'll have a lot more similarities than differences between me and Mark. One thing that I will use every day that he really helped me develop is Mark was just probably the most inclusive leader. He hired great people, and then he used them. He would seek out their advice and their opinions whenever he was coming up with a decision. So I think that level of collaboration is something that I'm really grateful that he's passed on to me, and I intend to use it every day.
That's the Packers' Ed Policy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Help rebuild the heart of Fifield. The Fifield Mowbridge Park Playground Fundraiser is on now with a cash raffle, $5 for one ticket or 5 tickets for $20. Every dollar goes toward replacing unsafe, unreparable playground equipment with something safe and fun for all to enjoy. The drawing is July 5th at 8:30 p.m. during the Fifield Community Picnic at Moveridge Park. Win $500, $250, or $100 and help give the kids of Fifield a place to play safely. Let's build something better together.
Just wanted to hop on mid-break here and give you a heads up. There is a deer that looks like it's about to cross Highway 13 on the south end of Park Falls from the credit union over towards the radio station here. Just wanted to give a heads up because it was kind of lurking in the ditch there, and it almost looked like, I don't know, it had this look in its eyes. It was getting ready to make a mistake. So if you're driving into or out of Park Falls near the south end of town here by the credit union, heads up, there may be a deer crossing in front of you. And it's got a fawn right there. And like it was nestled up next against a tree. Yep, here it comes. It was nestled up next against a tree with its fawn. And there was a rabbit on the other side. There was a whole Disney movie happening in the Northwoods Community Credit Union parking lot. All right, update, live update. The deer is making its way south along the highway. It is dodging an XL Energy truck. Shout out to you, XL Energy, for driving carefully on the south end of town. Seriously, they'll look out, just a deer being kind of foolish, as they do now in front of Super One probably, and maybe it's already crossed by now. But we're going to get back to the commercial break. I'm going to tear open more Packers ephemera newspapers and magazines from the Super Bowl era back in 1996 and 97. I've got a program from Super Bowl 31 here that, they don't print magazines this thick anymore, and it's the program. And I've got it here. Joel is so cool. Coming back to you after this. Weather coming up soon.
Have you heard about the Mahindra Roxer turbo diesel side-by-side with high towing capacity? Nemuth Implement in Stetsonville is your authorized Mahindra dealer. Nemuth invites you for a good look and a test drive today. You'll never run out of ways to use your Roxer on the trail, the property, or even the farm. No finer time to finance, too. Get a Roxer for as little as 0% up to 60 months, or just 4% for 84 months. Check out the Roxer at your authorized Mahindra dealer, Nemuth Implement, south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV. Yeah.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A mix of sun and clouds and warm today with some showers and thunderstorms developing by later in the day. High temps in the lower 80s. The chance for showers and thunderstorms continues into the nighttime. It'll be a mild night with lows in the upper 50s. Right now, it's 50 degrees.
98Q Country.
It's another back door sneaking in where you've been midnight. Quiet as a Mack truck, lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. So let's talk it over, number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
More wasted words on me. No, she can't.
chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, string band. My baby plays a guitar. I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey,
caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long talk. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, rock me, oh rock me, mama, like a wind.
Country.
She never wanted to be white picket fenced in. Her heart's like a feather in a tulsa wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world and leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, lying next to me, 'cause I ain't trying to tame her love. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Saw that highway and wide in her deep brown eyes. She saw a long stretch of dirt road dreaming in mine. She ain't living for a diamond ring, just living like the rock and roll song she sings out loud. Burning it down, blazing up a trail of smoke. Wherever we are, wherever we go, yeah, that's where she calls home. I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her. Her fuel, a little fire in her soul. But we don't stay forever, but when we're together, swear that we ain't ever letting go. 'Cause she knows I keep the windows down and the wind in her hair. Keep her heart hanging on round every turn. She ain't scared to get tied down, scared to get burned. Just looking for somebody as wild as her.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My Country.
98 Q Country.
Every Friday night there's a steady cloud of dust that leads back to a field filled with pickup trucks. Got old Hank cranking way up loud. Got coolers in the back. Tailgate's down. There's a big fire burning, but don't be alarmed. It's just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. It's been on a tractor, ain't seen Becky all week. Somebody said they seen them headed down to the creek. Farmer Johnson's daughter's just pulled up in a Jeep. Man, he knows how to grow them, if you know what I mean. Old Dave's getting loud, but he don't mean no harm. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. You can have a lot of fun in a New York minute, but there's some things you can't do inside those city limits. I ain't no closing time, I ain't no cover charge. Just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Come as you are, there ain't no dress code, just some rule router rules that you need to know. Don't mess with the bull, he can get real mean. Don't forget to shut the gate, stay
stay out of the beans. If it starts to rain, we'll just head to the barn. We're country boys and girls getting down on the farm. Charge just country boys and girls getting down on the bar. Ain't no closing time, ain't no cover charge, just country boys and girls getting down on the bar. Oh, let's get down, y'all. Stay out of that hay.
Top of our lungs, shuffling it on, still the one. Listen turns, cause that's our song. If heaven is anywhere, it's in a blue Tacoma, California. To the blacktop, dollar shades from a nowhere truck stop. Your kiss in that coastline. If heaven is anywhere, pull it over to the shoulder, take it in and pull you closer. Loving you longer than I ever did. Going places we've never been. Cause heaven's in a blue Tacoma, California.
Russell Dickerson on 98Q Country. Jane is here making my day with smoothies. I am having a fantastic Thursday morning because I am looking at what Joel left here last night. I'm looking at the program from Super Bowl 31, the 70-year anniversary Oh, no, not the 70-year anniversary. It was actually Pete Rozelle had passed recently. So these years that they've presented, it look, there's a memoriam of Pete Rozelle that looks like an anniversary celebration on the front of the program here. I might have to, that was a bit insensitive of me, I might have to post a picture of this. But I'll have to be careful posting pictures of this program because it'll be tough to do that without accidentally advertising alcohol and or tobacco. There is so much advertising in here that is not in the same mold as it was back then. Seriously, I'm going to have to post a couple pictures of this, but I probably will have to watch out because I might be treading on some copyright issues if I publish these photos. But if you missed it earlier this hour, Joel popped up at some point yesterday evening, maybe last night, sometime after I left, certainly yesterday, and left in his wake a foot-tall stack, that is not an exaggeration, a foot-tall stack of newspapers and Sports Illustrated and other magazine issues from seemingly all the year the Packers won the Super Bowl back in the 90s, 96, 97, a little bit right after that, a little bit leading up to that. Yeah, the by the way, that program for the Super Bowl that year I was talking about, that's a 250-page magazine. The ads do explain a lot of that. We're going to dive into that heavy in the next hour. I'm going to throw out the entire schedule, history, everything I would normally do. You'll get your twice an hour dose of the news, and that'll probably be plenty. I think I might just go a full day without commenting on the news itself. That might just be fantastic. I think we all should do that now and again. There's a song that I can't play on here because there's a lot of swearing in it, but it's otherwise a very gentle and elegant idea. Maybe we should turn off the news, but not entirely. So stay tuned, twice an hour here to 98Q, but then we'll focus on what matters. A little bit of football, a little bit of beautiful day coming up here in the Northwoods, and a lot of country music. Stay tuned, quick word from sponsors up next. Then we're tearing open the program, the official game program from Super Bowl 31, Packers Patriots. Flutie got benched. Coaches got fired. The Packers took off. And we'll have it here on 98Q.
98Q Country.
For a happy marriage, live with the long view in mind. Build your relationship on something deeper than how you feel in the moment. Sometimes you'll love each other even though you don't like each other. I remember a moment like that for my wife Jean and me. We got into some spat and I tried to make up with her a little too quickly. When I smiled at her and told her I loved her, she looked at me and said, "I love you too, but I don't like you right now." If you plan to be married 40, 50, 60 years, you can count on tough times. Your conflict may last a few seconds or it may last for a season. Either way, don't passively sit back and allow your marriage to fracture. Seek unity. Stay committed to each other, even when you'd rather not be in the same room together. In the Bible, 1 Corinthians 13 is known as the love chapter. You hear it a lot at weddings, with good reason. It describes love as patient and kind, words that evoke good feelings. But the verse also says love bears all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love is more than a good feeling. It's an action, something we do. We choose to love our spouse. For a healthier marriage, build your relationship on something deeper than how you feel in the moment. Love your spouse even when you don't like them. You'll exit your conflict with a stronger, deeper love than when you entered. To help your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We said saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
With Progressive, renters can save on protection for the things that make your place yours. Even things that don't make sense to everyone.
People always wonder why I don't get rid of my guitar since I never play. But it's like, what if I actually end up taking